own style, which is kind of neat. And many of you already know that. He's taken the whole clawhammer style of playing along with bluegrass and made a sound called clawgrass. And he's noted all around the country. As a matter of fact, Mark Johnson and Emery Lester's latest CD, The Acoustic Rising, was nominated this past year for a Instrumental of the Year. It was a nominee from the IBMA. And that is quite a feat, and it's a wonderful thing putting Florida on the map. They've been touring together for, I think he said about 9 years, something like that. They've been together for a while. I don't know how they get together because Mark lives in Dunellen, and Emery is actually from Toronto, Canada. So I'm trying to picture that. That's a lot of time spent on airplanes, I guess. Mark, one of the things, you know, there are certain people you have magical moments at these festivals with, and you'll always remember them and pass them on. And just a few years ago, I was at the Suwannee Spring Fest, and I know many of you have gone to that as well. And I was backstage with the opportunity, and it was actually an honor to get a chance to talk to Doc Watson that night. He was back there just relaxing, and I love Doc Watson, and Norman Blake was back there as well, and Mark was back there, and we were just kind of waiting for, the next act to come up or whatever, and I remember Doc said to Mark, he heard him playing his banjo, and he says, "Let me hold that banjo," and the next thing you know, 45 minutes went by with Norman Blake and Doc Watson, Mark Johnson, and myself just talking and telling stories and hearing him play Mark's banjo. Now, that was really, really neat. I wish you all could have been there, but I'll always remember it, and Mark was a part of that. So I'm honored to get a chance to be the one to introduce him. And Mark took the time the other day, my little boy, I know he's out there. He's not little anymore. He's 14 years old. He decided he likes bluegrass music and has taken up banjo lessons. And Mark took the time to let him hold that banjo right there. and that was a really a proud moment for him. He really enjoyed that. So that's what I like about the folk music world, too. Everybody is so approachable and personable, and that's the best part, isn't it? You get to really know these folks, and they'll sign their CDs for you, too, right at the back. So they had another CD together, too, I wanted to mention. They had Acoustic Rising and... the other one was Acoustic Campaign in 2003. So when these two get together, they make some really special music. Emery Lester does mandolin and guitar. And they're just, I guess what you would call it, hot picking. That's what it is. Y'all hearing okay up there in the back tonight? All right.
There we go. Hey, that's good. Yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Check 1, 2. Maybe a little trebly there. I don't know if that.
Please make them welcome, Mark Johnson and Emery Lester.
Hey, everybody. Feels good to be back. I understand it's been getting cold up here. I get to hang out with Emery Lester, so we're going to warm ourselves up a little bit right here. We're going to play Twinkle Old Joe Clark.
Ready?
Thank you.
We need interpretive dancers right down through here. Come on.
Well, it's really great to be here at the Florida Folk Festival. We've sort of been playing music around the state this weekend, and came up here as quick as we can to join this wonderful event. I've been here once before. I know Mark's been here many times, and always great to come down. Just to make you feel a little bit better, I left 4 inches of snow on the ground in Toronto. So you guys are in good shape right now. You have nothing to fear.
It's our thin dishwater blood down here, Emery. It runs thick like toothpaste in your veins, but it's thin down here.
I'm a Virginian now. It's not too... I'm not too far from
it. It's still up north.
I haven't learned to shovel snow correctly. I entertain my neighbors by my attempts up there, but nonetheless, it'll come.
Play Cherokee shovel. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All
right. Let's have a big hand for the staff that put this party on out here. They're working hard. They're freezing. Nobody's saying thanks. See one, say thanks. Great job.
They looked like they were freezing. I don't know. We're going to do a tune now that was, we're going to dedicate this to a real close friend of ours, someone that I got to know later on before he passed away. I guess it was this year or last year?
It was on May 13th, 2006.
Okay, and Someone Mark was very close to, inspired us, gave us tunes, was a great inspiration, great player, and we'll sing a tune of his for him. I know he'll be able to hear this, and the song is called Mr. Poverty, and this is for Larry Rice. Yeah. Children were so hungry, they couldn't even smile. The kids next door made fun of them, laughing all the while mother had gone to the store to buy a loaf of bread, had to last a week. Mr. Poverty, look what you've done to me. I'd like to know when you'll be leaving. Mr. Poverty, look what you've done to me. Why don't you set me free and go away? Been unlucky, never even left the ground. For every job that I apply, the man just looks and frowns. So I'll just have to keep on walking round and round, round and round in circles. Mr. Poverty, look what you've done to me. I'd like to know when you'll be leaving. Mr. Poverty, look what you've done to me. Why don't you set me free and go away? Mr. Poverty, look what you've done to me. I'd like to know when you'll be leaving. Mr. Poverty, look what you've done to me. Why don't you set me free? We got a new CD out that we've been enjoying a lot of success with, and it's been good for us. Of course, we're into a lot of different kinds of music, and as much as we can make out of these few instruments we have. And this is one of those front porch style picking tunes that we enjoy to do. And Mr. Mark Johnson, give him a big hand here for all he's done for the banjo. A whole lot, that is.
Thanks so much. Feels good to be home.
This is a tune we love to play called The Big Sciota. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. Emery Lester.
Thank you very much. I must say the sound is awesome up here, man. That's whatever button you pushed is the right one. We appreciate it a lot. It's a good, it's fun to play like this.
That's really our old friend Bob McPeak up there. That guy helped us record that Clawgrass album with the Rice Brothers back in 1991, 92, Bob.
Here's a tune that we did on our acoustic campaign CD. By the way, since we're talking CDs, and I know everybody is, we brought all the titles with us. There's a ton of them up there of everything we've done, and I have a bunch of mine up here. I have a Christmas album out, a bunch of mandolin stuff, and Mark and I, Mark's Clawgrass is up there, so the whole catalog made it with us. So it's all up there, as well as everybody else that's playing here, and a great place to visit up there. A tune called About Working Hard and Toiling in the Red Mud. It rains and it rains all day, and this red dirt I'm working turns to clay, and clay ain't nothing but a fancy name for my red. Red mud, red mud. I've worked and sweated all my life in red mud. I'm just a broken-hearted old man trying to make my living from the soil. I'm not looking here for fame or gold, man. I just want to be rewarded for my toil. Red mud. Red mud, you grieve me, but I just can't leave you, red each day, and the sweat keeps a rolling down my face. My back is bending and my hair is gray from working red mud, red mud, red mud. I've worked and sweated all my life in red mud, red mud. Thank you very much. Yeah, Red Mud.
Emery's thinking of doing that song. We're working on doing it Elmer Fudd style.
Red Mud.
Red Mud.
Red Mud.
I worked and sweated all my wife and Red Mud.
All my wife and Red Mud. That doesn't turn out.
It'll work though. We can do it.
That could get you, I don't know, 10 to 20 years, I guess. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, kids, adults.
We get paid by the note, so here we go.
You're about ready?
We're about to get rich.
Watch this. This guy and this little instrument over here. You can do it.
The big man with the little instrument. Here we go. Okay.
Thank you. Wow.
We learned this in rehab.
Well, you know, the secret to playing fast like that is just...
What's the secret, Amory?
It's... And then it works. It's great. No.
Perfect.
I told somebody, just squeeze the neck as hard as you can, and it'll just all come flying out of there like a tube of toothpaste. Sometimes it's like that. This is a song that we recorded, and since I moved to Canada a few years ago, come across a lot of music up there that inspired me, stuff that I hadn't heard before, and some of it is maritime related, some of it is from overseas, but this is a song about Clydesdale horses that really sort of touched me, and it's about a fella that owned Clydesdale horses and worked them and misses them very much, and it's called Denbrae. Come along, ye old plowmen, and listen to my tale. As we sit around the table, drinking your ale. And I'll take you all back to a far distant day. When I drove the last Clydesdale. Two bonny blacks, white faces and feet. In the country around, they could never be beat. Though you'd look far and wide, tween the four and the tail. For to match my two Clydesdales, the pride. It's not that cold out.
Well, you're Canadian. Oh, he's not. I'm sorry. He's a Virginian.
I've been called a Canadian many times, but no. It's a nice place to live, though, but so is here. I know that because I've seen Mark's house, and it's really something else. It's really big, like you'd expect from a really big guy.
It's the nicest double wide you've ever seen in your life.
While we're on the subject of these Celtic-y kind of tunes, and tuning these things.
While he's tuning, let's have a big hand for that fine lady over in the corner there doing the sign language. That is not easy to do. She's doing a great job.
Especially when a hillbilly is singing all the words. That's hard to decipher, huh? Oh, hey.
Do you do
what does oh, hey look like? Okay, there it is. All right. I understand that right away. All right. Here's a wonderful tune as well, a real pretty tune called Ashfields and Brine.
Come Emery Lester.
All right. Mark's going to switch banjos now. He has about 24 of those banjos. They're laying around the floor of his house. You step over them, and the one in the bathroom. And they all tune different, too.
I'm divorced now. I can do this.
That means he's available. Is that right? Oh, the cat's out of the bag now, man.
Only if I have an... Oh, gosh. Only if you have another 24 banjos.
Mark's had a long association with the Rice Brothers over the years, and they've also influenced me a lot, so we're kind of compatible in that department. This is a song that Tony Rice recorded and sang, and was written for him by Mary Chapin Carpenter, and has a historical overtone to it, which we also love. And it's called John Wilkes Booth, and we'll do our version of it. Mark Johnson there. What's that? Oh, okay, we got the one more sign, so we're going to play you one more tune. And again, we'd like to thank everybody involved here at the Florida Folk Festival for having us today and being a part of this. It's been our pleasure. We've had fun all day. And I know the show isn't over, so sit tight. And many, many bands or many good acts coming behind us here, so a lot of great music coming up. A big hand for Mark Johnson here, the local Clawgrass icon.
And for the mighty, mighty Emery Lester, this guy right here on my left.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And listen, everybody, don't forget we got the Swanee Banjo Camp coming up in March. Go on out and check it out. Talk to Dr. Levy. Just Google Swanee Banjo Camp And there's also a folk music camp, I think, coming up here at the state park too. So let's go ahead and check the information out. There's flyers up on the table up there, and come one, come all.
All right,
Mr. Fork and Deer.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. I counted wrong. 1, 2, 3.
Everybody, and thanks so much.
Good job, Aaron. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.